May you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, what a gospel today. How timely and soul-searching, where the gospel speaks to us about faith. And I think if our faith has been tested, it's now, even in our own backyard, in our neighborhood. Back in New York, in the Diocese of Rockwell Center, we have many, many priests there, and we have what you call fraternity to priests, fraternity. So, you know, quite a few priests get together depending on their hobbies and, you know, their different styles of life. You know, if you like fishing, you get together there. If you like golfing, you know, you get together there. Or, you know, if you like to go to Broadway shows, and then they would have dinner, but it always began, whenever we met, you know, with a prayer. We spent some time with prayer, the Gospels there, and then we began sharing, you know, our lifestyle. And this is one of the priests in one of our get-togethers. You know, it was really eye-opening for me, at least. And this priest was a chaplain, you know, in a hospital. And he answered his, at that time was a beepers there, you see, a late night call to administer the sacrament of the sick, the last rites. He was tired after being at the hospital for much of the day and had just fallen asleep. He had just come back there about 10 o'clock in the night, had a quick bite and went to sleep. Within 45 minutes of the beeper there, he had to go back to the hospital. He struggled out of bed, as he said, up to the hospital, feeling as though he was on an autopilot. He was called to the special care baby unit. And when he arrived, he did not find the family or even a patient. That ward was all in darkness. A senior nurse materialized the gloom. The baby had died, she said rather gruffly. The family? Oh, not coming in until the morning. Goodness, said the priest. Then why call me out? The priest thought. He said it under his voice, of course. The priest said, I'll say a prayer. So the nurse led him to the corner where the little bundle of joy was there wrapped up. So this is the person I had come for, the priest thought. The nurse who had lost a patient and still had tears to shed, bless her, she says, no. She broke down. She said, I called you because my faith is being shaken. I needed someone to listen to me, to be there. I needed someone to wipe away my tears in faith. My dear brothers and sisters, when we heard that, we all guys, priests there, were really like trembling, you see, you know? I mean, you know. And today's reading, and all about faith, particularly the importance of being bold and never being ashamed of witnessing to the Lord. Faith is persistent, means keeping at it, in reaching out to Christ, trusting in God's power and authority. Faith is responding with love to forgiveness received. You know that, all of us know that. Not letting fear get the upper hand, and being willing to take risks, as Pope Francis says, we have to take risks for the Lord. Faith is giving praise to God, having confidence in God's desire for justice, and being willing to ask Jesus for what we need. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we talk about faith. I'm sure I'm going to share a few examples of the saints. And I'm sure there are many, many people here, a few people whose faith at this time has been tested, has been shaken there, or cannot handle it. Let us look at the lives of saints. I think that will bring about a clear picture. Mother St. Teresa comes to my mind. It took her a whole lifetime because she had doubted and her faith was really at a low ebb. In spite of every morning spending 2 hours before the Blessed Sacrament, and the Lord, she heard in her voice, "My daughter, be patient. My daughter, be patient." And then we have the life, you see, of Saint Teresa of Avila. You see, a Spanish saint there. Her faith was shaken most of her life. She had scruples. She had doubts. And yet she was there doing a mission. There's an interesting story told about Mother Saint Teresa of Avila. She's apparently said to have said, one day spoke to Jesus, you see, in a desperation and said, "Jesus, if you take care of your friends in this way, that's the reason you have very few friends." And then we have St. John of the Cross there, whose whole life was darkness of the soul. My dear brothers and sisters, I bring these points to you because we need support. We need integrity. We need collaboration. We need each other, perhaps metaphorically holding our hands, asking the Lord, increase my faith, strengthen my faith there. Throughout the Luke's Gospel, the closest followers of Jesus reveal their own mixed level of faith. Can you imagine seeing Jesus himself physically? What about you and me? You know, we are told about Jesus, and we are told to have faith. They had left their homes, their jobs, their families in order to follow Christ. It was not easy. And Christ said, you see, it's not going to be easy. What did Christ say? Foxes and wolves have dens, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. There we have the answer. Still, the disciples stuck by him, even on the final journey towards Jerusalem, even when they received a warning of what it is to come. In our own world today of turmoil and fear, we should and can empathize with the disciples when faith wavers. It is easy to lose sight of God's Spirit at work in the world, yet when we nurture and ask for the increase of faith, we become more aware of being a part of someone at the very best intelligence. Just as the priest chaplain, my dear brothers and sisters, visiting hospital ministers to people in need, the patients, families, and staff, so you and I, not only in this parish, in our neighborhood, you and I are called upon to be witnesses to Christ and to use our precious God-given gifts to serve others and bring about healing. And God Almighty knows we need healing in some form or other. We are called to bear witness to Jesus right here where we live, in our families, at work, everywhere, on the golf course, driving, socializing, having dinner in the restaurants, wherever. Faith inspires some to reach out to refugees. We need that happening now in Florida there, reaching out to them, the first responders. You know, it's so empathizing. We see it, ongoing. It inspires people of faith to build the kingdom of God and spread the good news. That's what's happening in Florida, on the west coast there, you see, on the southwest coast. And that, I think, that's the beauty of TV. You know, we say, if my faith is wavering, by seeing our brothers and sisters, we say, thank God, you know. Lord, as you have given them the faith, increase my faith. When religious faith becomes the bridge that leads to God, it stretches us to live in the limits of human possibility. God just understands what's happening in Sanibel Island, cut off from the mainland. People on the other side or either side need faith that things will take care of itself and as soon as possible. That's where, my dear brothers and sisters, faith comes to be. And who is the one we have faith in? Faith in Jesus. As the song goes, I might not be able to heal the deaf or cure the lame. I might not be able to stop the seas or the oceans and the rivers. I might not be able to do that. But I know there is a man. And that man is called by some Savior, by some called Redeemer. But I call that man Jesus, my friend. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You please.